You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
You know, every time someone brings out a beautiful new book about cooking and recipes, we have to play our Julia music. It's so classy. And the lady in front of me is the definition of class.
Aww.
Lorna Maseko is here, ladies and gentlemen. What a pleasure to see you, to meet you. Actually.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you guys as well.
Now, just in short, those who do not know Lorna Maseko, South African ballet dancer, choreographer, MC, television presenter, best known as presenter on Top Billing, that is no more.
Sadly.
What did you do when you heard that news? Did you cry? Did you get nostalgic?
I think I got nostalgic because I think about how many opportunities Top Billing opened for me. Like, that was literally like the first, okay, besides SABC Africa, but that was like the big platform that had like iconic legends of like the TV industry.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about like Michael Moll and
Bussy,
and a whole lot of others. And, you know, like from there, I had the opportunity of doing like Celebrity Master Chef, Top Chef South Africa, So You Think You Can Dance, having my own show. Those were my training grounds, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it was kind of like, but I, you know, I always say it, like, I think it ends on a beautiful note. I think the show did amazing things for everyone, and the South African market absolutely loved it. So, yeah.
Listen, I wanted to tell you, just a few weeks ago, your dear friend was here, Bonang.
Oh, was she? Oh,
sitting
lovely.
Right there.
Nice.
Lovely chat with her.
Amazing.
Now, I wanted to just kick this off because I think people need to understand how far you've come.
Right.
It's been a hell of a long journey, and it's been an incredible journey. And I think to best illustrate it, you got to tell the story of that bath. And the reason why you prefer to shower.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Alexandra on 16th Street, and we lived in like those old houses, but we never had like a bathroom. It was like weird. We had like, we didn't have a shower, we didn't have a bathroom, and I think the toilet was outside, I think, if I recall. But what I do remember distinctly was bathing in a corrugated iron bowl, and it was baby blue. I actually remember the color. And like, now you actually get them in like silver. You still have silver ones, and now you get them in white as well. So, and you get like small ones and you get big ones, you know. And I remember distinctly bathing in that as a kid. And my mother still is like, what are you talking about? But I'm like, I remember that very well. To this day, like, I absolutely hate taking baths. Like, I don't think I've used my bath ever.
You know, the weird thing is the same with me, but my problem was the fact that the whole family took a bath in the same bath. So it started with my dad and then my mom, and so we went down.
Right, and the younger you were, the colder the water was.
Yes, and you couldn't see the bottom of the bath. It was just grey stuff drifting around in it.
What started off as a bubble bath, a very beautiful one, kind of like, like milky white.
<That's it.
laughs> With a bit of froth.
Now, the food journey and the stories, there's so many stories that come with your food journey. I love and this is just one of many stories, but because it was the first country that you actually saw when you were a ballerina and you went overseas to compete, you went to Switzerland.
I did, to the Prix de Lausanne, which is like one of like the best ballet competitions for like young ballet dancers. And literally from that competition, your career is pretty much set in terms of, you could go to the San Francisco Ballet, you could go to New York City Ballet, you could go to Paris Opera, you know, like Royal Ballet, you know, like once you've gone there, literally your destiny is pretty much kind of, everyone will know about you in a couple of years. But sadly, we didn't do so well. And I think my ballet teacher wanted us to stay here. But actually, I'm glad. Now, in a way, actually, it's all worked out perfectly. So, we still traveled around the world representing South Africa at different ballet festivals. So,
but just to get back to Switzerland, I'm older than you, and I think it's that time when there was a time when McDonald's came to South Africa for the first time.
Yeah.
And they opened in Randburg.
Yes.
It was the first McDonald's.
And it had
there.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Until you were, I went to Switzerland. They had salads. they had healthy wraps.
Yes.
Like, they had, like, proper. I was like, our McDonald's is not like this. You know, so when we discovered that, like, actually, I didn't write about it in the book because it was, like, it would have become too long-winded. But what we would do, the reason we were eliminated, here's the story. The reason we were eliminated was that all the dancers would go, it was like second floor, third floor with all the hotel rooms. And then, like, you know, like how hotels have, I think on the ground floor, there's like where everyone eats breakfast, yes, lunch and dinner. So everybody, the Russians, the Japanese, and they disciplined. The Japanese would stand by the mirror from the minute they walked into the ballet studio, practiced until they literally left. Us, the kids from Africa, South to be exact, when everybody else is eating downstairs having dinner, we'll go, my ballet teacher's name was Martin. And I was like, Martin, we'd all be like, Martin, we're not hungry today. We're really just so tired. It's been such a long day. And he'll go, okay, great. Probably he was thinking, at least they're not eating, so we're going to stay thin. Did you see us at McDonald's? Can we have a double burger here?
Well, there we go.
They never had, like, McFlurry. They never had any of that stuff. Like, we never had any of that stuff.
No, we didn't.
It only came in much later. So when we got there, it was like, wow. It was like, we're Disney. You know what I mean? And you can imagine we'd seen McDonald's in movies a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of those brands. But I came back 10 kilos. Heavier.
Ballerina.
I've been eating. I could not put on my coin shoes by the last couple of, like, literally, I was like, hi guys, I think we're going home.
Eliminated. Yeah, see, I remember how everyone traveled from all across Gauteng to go to that Randburg McDonald's. Listen, to try the Big Mac for the first time.
Yeah, and it was like they had like five things.
That was it. That's the Lorna Moseka with us. I want you to taste a few things. I'm not so sure about the middle one, but... I won't taste the middle one if I were you. The beginning and the end is
now
great.
Now I'm really curious.
Chaman, I don't know if you've got the guts to try the middle one.
I've got the guts to do it.
Will you?
I will do it. I got.
Because the animal goes with your demoness.
Oh my gosh, don't say that. I'm vegan. I'm vegan.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.